This is Galesburg Live. I'm Will Stevenson. I'm proud to be joining the, how shall I say, rotating cast of characters that host Galesburg Live every Saturday. If you haven't heard me in a while, I'm grateful to be back here on WGIL after a couple of years away, and I host Galesburg's Evening News every weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. So if you're not listening to that, you should, because it's really, really good now, I promise. It was before, but it's really, really, really good now. But also proud to be here on Galesburg Live this Saturday morning. And in this first hour, we're going to talk about an event, a big event coming up a week away. Now, believe it or not, Relay for Life of Knox County starting a little bit earlier this year, but the purpose and almost everything about it is still the same. And Aaron Olson, who you may know from the Knox County Health Department, but is one of the organizers of the Relay for Life, joins me here in studio for this first hour. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well. Glad to have you here for me, anyway. It's show number one.
I'm glad that I get to be your first one. That's awesome.
I will send you a plaque in the mail, and
perfect.
You will be able to, suitable for framing, to put on your wall. And
I'll hang it in my office.
And, get a big floodlight on it so everybody sees it when they come in, and it'll be great.
We can totally do that. That'd be awesome.
Well, let's not get too ahead of ourselves. Here. After all, just because this is the first one doesn't mean there'll be a second one. But
There has to be. There's one at 8:15. You got somebody coming in.
By
right
goodness,
after me.
You're right. I'm glad you thought of that. And by the way, we will have Galesburg Attorney Jeremy Carlin coming up at our second hour this morning, and he will take legal questions. So stick around for that. But stick around here for this first hour, because Relay for Life is, for lack of a better term, kind of a big deal. And I think the big deal about it this year is that you're starting earlier than you normally have.
We're starting quite a bit earlier. Normally, the event is at the end of July. But this year we've moved it up to be May 6th, still starting at noon, going until 10. But we're hoping this year to have a lot more interaction, I guess I should say, from the college students.
I was going to say, you've had it on the Knox College track for the last number of years, mm-hmm. and it's always been right after students have left for the summer. So I imagine that's going to be, in many ways, a big help to you this year.
We think it'll be a huge help. We know we've already got the Knox College Union Board on to help us with Lincoln Fest, which will be some musical stuff that we can talk about in a little while. But we've also got some Greek life teams that are coming on. And hopefully just some of the students, on campus can come out, walk out, kind of wander around, check it out and see what it is. Because if you've never been to a relay, it does take some time to kind of figure out what it's about and what's happening with it.
Yeah, and hopefully maybe we'll get head started here this morning on what it's all about.
Yes.
I want to start at the beginning, though. Here in Knox County, this one's been going on for quite a number of years now.
Mm-hmm. The Relay for Life of Knox County started in actually 1996. So it's been going on for quite a while. Relay on its own has been going on since 1985, but we've been going strong and growing every year here in Knox County. We're very fortunate that Knox College has partnered with us since 96 to allow us to come, whether it be on the track or right on the quad, kind of right behind Seymour Union.
Yeah, it started on the quad and kind of moved to the track, didn't it?
It might have started on the quad, went to the track, and now we're back on the quad again.
So, there you go.
But we're very grateful for Knox College, donating this space and the time, because it takes a village to put this event on when you get there. From the Knox College security, who helps us, get into places, helps us, do anything that we need them to do that day. It's awesome.
Other than it used to be an overnight event, as we all know, and other than moving to sort of a one-day event, mm-hmm. if you will. How has it kind of changed or evolved over the years, other than, obviously, as I said, time and location, really?
A big thing that's evolved over the years is just the education, that people now know what Relay is. They know that it is an event to help raise money to fight cancer, but they also know that it's an event that you can come to and you can celebrate and you can also remember, and you become a family. Relay is that place that you go to, and every year you're going to see those people, knowing that they're like, oh, there's Aaron, I haven't talked to her for quite a while, and it is your Relay for Life family, because once you start relaying, you relay literally for life.
Is it because the fact that most everybody who participates has been affected by cancer? Is it just sort of a general camaraderie? Is it a combination of that? I guess maybe it's the social anxiety in me, but sometimes, you go to a big event with a big group of people and you really feel like you don't know anybody. But I imagine, I get the sense that that changes the longer you're at Relay for Life.
It does change the longer you're at Relay. It almost changes the day that you get there.
Yeah.
There is a huge sense of camaraderie, and the majority of the people that are there have been affected by cancer in some form, whether it be themselves or it's a family member or they've lost a family member or a loved one. But the moment you step on there and each year that you come back, people know you. They're going to come up and they're going to talk to you and they're going to call you by name and they're going to see you out in the community and they're going to come right up to you and talk to you because they've shared that bond of this event of learning more about you and more about your family. So you do. I mean, I've gained the most amazing friends, not just from the Knox County area, but I've had the pleasure of sitting on the state task force for a couple years. So I've met people across the state, and I've even had the privilege of going to a big nationwide thing where I got to meet people from other countries doing this. It was amazing.
Do people from other areas outside of Knox County come in and participate every year?
They do. There's people from outside of Knox County that come in. There's events that are outside of Knox County. Warren and Monmouth College and Henderson County just had their event. Mercer County will have an event this summer. What is it? Henry Stark.
Yeah.
They have an event. They have a beautiful event, too. So we all support and go to each other's relays, but you don't have to be in Knox County and live in Knox County to come to this event and enjoy it.
Yeah, I know a lot of people from all those events, and I helped a friend of mine out DJing at Henry and Stark's a bunch of years ago. And other than getting stuck on the overnight shift, it really was a great time. Although I imagine that's probably a good thing that you changed the time, because people like me at 3 a.m. are going to fall asleep no matter what.
Yeah, so. The overnight part is super fun, but having it from noon to 10 now, we do get a lot more people that do come out, and it also helps us in the fact that from noon to 10, you can come out in the beginning and hang out for a little while. And then if you have to go do a couple things, you can still come back in the evening and see a lot of the main big ceremonies that are going to happen.
You mentioned the Warren County one that just happened. Did that go over well, do you know?
It did. It went over very well. It was the first time that they'd combined Warren, Henderson, and Monmouth College, and it was at the Huff Center there. So my kids and I went over to that, and they had a great turnout and a great event.
I imagine that probably as you switch and have this during the academic year at Knox, that probably helps you figure out what to do and what not to do and that sort of thing, right?
Yes, we're hoping that this is going to be our trial year. We're going to see how this goes, and we know it's going to go well. With the students, we know we're going to have a lot of support from the community and the students, and we know it'll keep going this way.
I think Knox sometimes gets a bad rap that, that they have a number of events that are open to the public and this sort of thing, and that I think that they encourage students to be involved in the community. But I don't know that, one, people always know that, and that, two, that students really sometimes take the initiative to be that involved. And this is the perfect way to do all those things.
I would agree. Knox College, their students are amazing. They do so much on that campus for different charities all around. So we're very excited. We are working with the union board there on what's called Lincoln Fest. This is where there's student musicians that are going to come out to the event throughout the day, and they're going to play. We're going to have these student bands from Knox College coming on stage, playing their music. So we're going to get to hear different types of music, different kinds of music, and they're going to start anywhere from about midday, probably about 2:45, 3 o'clock playing, and through 10 o'clock at night, we'll have different bands on the stage playing
awesome.
From there.
We'll talk more about that a bit later on. I want to talk more about the history and how even you got involved as well. But first, we need to take a break. It's 7:23 on Galesburg Live. Stay tuned. We'll talk more with Aaron Olson from the Relay for Life of Knox County coming up on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. It's 7:25 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL as Galesburg Live continues on this Saturday morning. I'm Will Stevenson, your host this week. Next hour, attorney Jeremy Carlin will be here to talk legal questions and take your legal questions. So get ready to send those in or call in with them coming up next hour. But first, we're talking with Aaron Olson, one of the organizers of the Relay for Life of Knox County, which, again, if you haven't heard, is next Saturday at Knox College. I imagine weather might have been a lot of the impetus to change some of that, wasn't it?
That might have been some of the thought, you know, going from 110 degrees last year when it was. We
Minor
might actually
detail.
Have sweatshirts on this year.
Was it really 110 last year?
I don't remember.
It was
warm last year. I know it was warm for him. So we're hoping for maybe sweatshirts and maybe just a t-shirt this year.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Although hopefully it won't rain like we're calling for all weekend this year.
It's going to get it out of its system this weekend so we can have a beautiful Saturday next week.
And that right there is the art of positive thinking.
It is.
I wanted to talk here in the few minutes before we go to another break. You've been doing this for a long time yourself, right?
I have. I've been doing this. I've been involved with the committee since about September of 2005.
What made you say that this was something that you want to be involved in? Obviously, I know that you're out in the community a lot through the health department and through other things you do. I imagine to a point that this one might have been an extension for that, but I have a sneaking suspicion it might be a bit more personal than that, too.
It was definitely by far a personal reason for getting involved with this. I had a grandmother. My dad's mom passed away before I was born. She had leukemia, and she passed away of that, and I never got to meet her. And I had been to a relay in college, kind of learning what it was. It was an event to go to stay up all night long with my sorority sisters, you know, when I was in college. I didn't know what it was. We were just going to go to it. And I went to it and I learned about it. And then it just became one of those things of I never got to meet this person. You know, I never got to meet this lady who I walk around my hometown and they're like, you look like her, you sound like her. And I've never got to see that. So this was a personal event for me of something that I can do because it's not just her. I've lost uncles. I've lost friends. I've lost so many family members that this is one thing that I can continue to do to keep hope. And to know that we are raising money to find that cure for whether it be leukemia. I mean, from early 70s to now, just how far they've came and the treatment that they can give to people amazes me. And that makes me proud to know that I'm part of that.
I was going to ask you about that because it seems as many advances as there have been to get perhaps closer to a cure for cancer, which I think is seemingly the ultimate goal here. Mm-hmm. But it seems like the more advanced it becomes, the more people you find out about that have cancer or that are suffering from some form of it.
I would agree that I think knowing now the advances that they've made and being able to diagnose at earlier ages, we are hearing more. But with some of the money that we do raise, you know, some of the money we do raise goes towards that research. The ACS, the American Cancer Society, has funded Nobel laureates. There is so much research going on out there. And as you said, we are coming every single day closer and closer to finding that cure. And this is allowing people to live longer and healthier lives with their family, but still living with the disease.
In terms of what the relay does, how much is it kind of, one, bringing awareness to cancer? Two, how much is it encouraging contributions that can help fund a potential cure for cancer? But how much is it to maybe bringing awareness to things that you can do to prevent some forms of cancer, like the skin cancers and lung cancers and that sort of thing?
That's a big thing that we do with Relay for Life, is trying to bring awareness to whether it be kids or adults. Right now, this year, is a big focus is colorectal cancer. Nobody wants to hear that dreaded word of, you want me to go get a what at the doctor? Yes, we want you to go get a colonoscopy. If you are of age or have had family history, we want you to go get that. We want you to go get your mammograms. So much of Relay through part of the mission aspect of it is educating people on the new treatments, the new diagnoses, the new early preventative stuff that you can do as a family and as a person, whether it be just eating healthier, you know, having some more fruits and vegetables, getting physically active, staying out of the sun is a huge thing. And if you're going to be in the sun, wear sunscreen. Put on some protective gear so you can stay out of the tanning bed. Really, really bad for you. So we do a lot of preventative stuff.
I'm staying out of a tanning bed anyway because it wouldn't look pretty
if
I tried to go on one. But that's another discussion for another day. But I want to talk more about some of those things that Relay brings awareness to and get into the schedule of events and that sort of thing.
Okay.
But we need to take another break here. We're talking with Aaron Olson of Relay for Life of Knox County. Again, next Saturday, noon to 10 p.m. at Knox College out on the quad is this year's event. Earlier than normal, but still the importance and the crucial nature of this event every year is the same. And we'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
And 1400 AM WGIL. This is Galesburg Live. Right before we came back from break, Aaron Olson, who's here with Knox County Relay for Life, just tried to take a, and you know, I'm just old enough where it really still breaks my heart to say selfie. On the air, but she was just trying to take one and she just said, oh, I cut my head off.
Did
you see it when you did it?
Well, no, I didn't see it.
Come
so
on,
look,
yeah, try
here we
again,
go.
And I'll even try to smile.
Oh, look,
there,
I got my head that
better.
Time.
Yeah, well done, Aaron. Well done. Well, boy, have we come
We've,
a long
know,
way,
we
haven't
have,
we?
Haven't we? Okay, back to the real topic
All right,
at hand.
Back to the real topic at hand, which, of course, is, if you're just joining us, Relay for Life, which, as we've been mentioning and probably can't say enough, is earlier this year. It's next Saturday, noon to 10 p.m. on the quad at Knox College. And we've been talking a little bit about the American Cancer Society portion of it, which is done relay across the country and sort of the things, I guess, that they're involved in. And we were talking before the break about, if anything, how much awareness this brings. As much as we focus a lot on celebrating survivorship and that sort of thing, and that's very important.
Oh, yeah.
The aspect of prevention and education is, I would imagine, is probably just as important, if not more so, to this event, right?
It is. It's very important because a lot of the funds that we do raise go towards the education within the schools, within the communities, within the doctor's office. That education is to programs that are called Look Good, Feel Better. It helps women or whoever want to go to these programs and learn how to put their wigs on, to take care of their skin as they're going through these treatments, to draw their eyebrows on. Because when we think about losing our hair, it's not just the hair on our head. It can be your eyelashes, your eyebrows. We teach people to how to put those on. We have wig banks that people can go and get free wigs and learn how to put those on.
Is there a, you just kind of mentioned something in terms of the wigs and drawing eyebrows on and that sort of thing. A friend of mine, a close friend of mine growing up, is already in her late 30s and is already a breast cancer survivor. And we were talking a little bit last night and I was just thinking about how she, I think basically went through like a tattoo type procedure to put eyebrows on permanently because they've just never grown back or whatever after she's, I guess, been cancer-free for a little while now, thank goodness.
Yes.
But it made me think of the mental health aspect, sort of all of it, because I imagine on the one hand that someone, well, I can't truly imagine.
Yeah, I can't either.
I imagine on one hand you have to be so proud and so happy that you're a survivor and that you beat it and that you've been successfully treated and that you're feeling better. But on the other hand, I personally am not big on, you know, external features of mine. But you know, the things like the losing the hair and putting on a wig and things like that, that can really be mentally, I imagine, a great issue. And I can't imagine having to try to balance the good on the one hand with the, you know, sort of the potential, I don't want to say bad, but you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I like you, can't even begin to imagine because I've fortunately never had to imagine.
Yeah.
But like you said, we've both watched, and it has to be hard to have that. You know you're beating it, you know you're getting better, but having the programs out there and having the support, because when you go to these programs, there's other people there that are going through the same aspects and the same, some of the same symptoms, same of the same everything that you're going through. So it's a support system of getting each other through more, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, working together. Here, let me help you with that wig. Let me show you how to put that on. Let me help you show you how to take care of your skin and draw those eyebrows on so you do feel a little bit better, and not necessarily always on the inside, but on the outside too.
I imagine that support network is so crucial just for both the survivors and for the families of those who've lost loved ones to cancer.
Yeah, the average survivor has, you know, at least more than 10 to 11 or more caregivers. Caregivers are huge. We celebrate our survivors every single year at Relay. We will do that at a ceremony at 6 p.m. on next Saturday night, May 6th. We will celebrate our survivors. But we will also celebrate those caregivers, those people, those family, their friends, or whoever, who are helping them get through this by taking them to treatment, standing next to them, helping somebody get their kids to and from practices because they're too sick. Those caregivers are immensely important, and it's just a person that maybe I brought somebody a dinner. That's a caregiver.
That's another thing about this too, is that I think sometimes we forget that people who are going through cancer and everything, go through these treatments and things, also still somehow have to try to juggle a life outside of that, dealing with family and maybe a job and that sort of thing.
Yeah, having cancer doesn't stop, life doesn't stop.
Yeah.
So as they're going through, they might be single, they might be married, they might have 5 kids. You don't know. But they still have to continue with everyday life and keep going. So those caregivers, from the rides to the food to just sitting and listening to somebody on the phone or taking them to a treatment, those caregivers are so incredibly important.
And everything that, from the support and the education, all of that is what the money raised through Relay for Life goes for, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. It goes to the treatments. It helps find cures. It helps find the mission. It helps do education. It helps with a place called Hope Lodge. There's one down in St. Louis. There's one in Iowa City. And the American Cancer Society Hope Lodge is a place where cancer patients, if they are having treatments at medical facilities, they can stay there. And they can stay there for free. And they can relax. And it's usually up to 2 people. And there's food. And there's just a relaxation. And they take donations of all sort. If you search American Cancer Society Hope Lodge, you will be able to find all the locations near you.
Are people who are going through treatment and may have financial difficulties, you know, either insurance isn't great or, you know, insurance won't pay for certain things. Is that helped at all through this, or is there another vehicle for that?
When it comes to that kind of stuff, you can call an 800 number. It's 1-800-ACS-2345 is what you can call, and you can get information, and they can help possibly find venues for you, whether it's health departments, hospitals, or other agencies that have grants, you know, or funding that can help ensure that people get the treatment or the preventative measures or the tests that they need.
You know, I mentioned, everybody knows you from the health department.
They do.
I do. No.
I'm getting ready to start my 16th year there.
Oh, good Lord.
I know, right?
Gosh, I was just counting up. Counting the time I've been in high school in my first radio job. I've been doing this for 22 years, and it blows my mind because I'm only 29.
I know, but, right? Yeah, I'm only like 25.
Yeah, something
so.
Like that, yeah. So, but in terms of, are there things that the health department does? I guess maybe not to get completely sidetracked here, but are there things related to cancer that Knox County Health Department does that people can get help from as well?
Yeah, we do have one of the grants we have at our department. It's called the Illinois Breast and Cervical Cancer Program.
Yeah.
This is a grant that can help women ages 35 to 64 come in and get mammograms, pap smears, the testing, and we can send them to the different hospitals of their choice, you know, here within the community. They can have those services as preventative measures. We also, we can do the testing. You can come in and you can use our providers, or we can send you to the other providers, and we can help pay for those things if you don't have the insurance, or you don't have the money, or your deductible in your eyes is way too high. We have a grant that can help cover that, so you can get these preventative services to find that lump or to find, make sure everything's okay.
And that's really the first step, isn't it? Just getting in and getting tested.
Yes, just going out and having that preventative test, those screening tools that we all sometimes push off and don't like to do. We need to make sure we're getting screened yearly.
And talk about that if you can, because in terms of, you know, age or something like that, is it the earlier the better, or is there a certain age point when you really should be getting tested? How does that work, and does it depend on the type of cancer you're concerned about?
The last part. It depends actually, all of the above. But it does depend on the type of cancer that you're going in to get screened for. Some will have ages of 40. Some will have the age of 50. But it also, the earlier the better. If you have a family history of certain types of cancer, the doctor is going to watch you more, or you might go in and have a screening earlier. Or if you've had problems or, you know, concerns, the doctor may bring you in early too. But for the most part, most cancers and most screenings do have an age that you should start having those screenings done by.
I spent the last few years living in Springfield, and one of the great hidden things about Springfield was the medical area, having a bunch of hospitals, a public clinic and treatment for heart disease and cancers and things like that. And I don't think that gets a lot of attention there. But, you know, the same thing applies here. Mm-hmm. We're so lucky to have a couple of hospitals, a couple of cancer treatment places and that sort of thing. And I think I don't know that gets enough credit here, that you don't have to go very far to get either treatment or screenings for cancers and that sort of thing.
You don't. We have amazing treatment facilities here within our community that you don't have to go very far. But if you do unfortunately have to go far, you sometimes don't have to go more than a couple hours to get amazing treatment if our amazing doctors can't do it here.
And somebody will go with you.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be glad to take a road trip with you if you need somebody to go with.
We can always find. With one of the programs that we do, it's called Road to Recovery. And we have volunteers who can drive people to treatments or to doctor's appointments. If you don't have the avenue to get yourself there, you can call the 1-800-ACS-2345, and they will connect you with somebody locally here that can help you get to that treatment.
All right. We'll talk a little bit more about that. And finally, we'll get to the schedule in our last segment here, but we need to take another break. We're talking with Aaron Olson of Relay for Life Knox County once again next Saturday, noon to 10, at the Knox College Quad. So come out and support and hopefully help raise a heck of a lot of money to help fund treatments and research for cancer and all that sort of thing. It's 7:47. We'll talk more about it next on Galesburg Live on WGIL. Good morning. Did it work that time, Aaron?
It totally worked that time. Yep.
It's a shame there are no more breaks we have to take, because there's no more opportunities for you to take a selfie in between commercials.
I know. It's sad. But you're in all these selfies, so you can't say it's
just
me.
Was I in that one?
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I'm just sitting here, you know, looking like an idiot waiting for the program to return, and now I'm in another selfie?
You are.
Good Lord. All right, it's 7:52. And this is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Live continues on this Saturday morning. I'm Will Stevenson, your host this week. Joined, of course, as you've heard, by Aaron Olson with Relay for Life of Knox County. All right, down to brass tacks as we kind of started with the beginning here.
We did.
Noon to 10 this year, week from today.
Yes.
Can't mention enough that it's earlier than it used to be.
It's earlier than it used to be. May 6th. Noon to 10, same place, though, same activities.
Saturday.
Yes.
Talk a little bit here in our last minutes about the schedule. I know you kind of balance between fun and perhaps a serious tone throughout the whole day, right?
We do. Our day kicks off at noon, where we'll have our opening ceremony, we'll have our presentation of colors, our invocation. We will have Hy-Vee serving food from noon until 5. Then we go into starting with a lot of different musical things. We'll have Amber Hendricks and the Maintenance coming on. We will have then our lots of games. We're going to do a cakewalk. We're going to play Twister. We're going to have heads or tails. We're going to have tons of different activities going on.
Games was kind of the theme I saw this year, wasn't it?
It is. Games are our theme this year to look at going on. So we will have tons of different games going on throughout the entire day. We will have some of the Knox College bands who will be coming out starting at about 3:00 in the afternoon. We will then roll into our live auction. That's something different. We used to do a silent auction. In the last couple of years, we've done a live auction with just some of our top teams get to bring in one or two items. That will be at 5:00. And we're very fortunate that we have Jeff Hannum from Hannum Auction Services, who is volunteering his time to come out and be our auctioneer for us. Then at 5:30 and 6 is when we will do our Kate Larson Living Hope Award, where we have Kate was a committee member who was just amazing. And she unfortunately has lost her battle, but we want to honor her. She was somebody with so much passion and energy and love for Relay that we now honor somebody who has that same passion with an award for her. At 6, we have our survivor and caregiver celebration. We will have our survivors kick everything off. We have Keisha Harris of Knox County of Galesburg, who will be our survivor speaker. We will have Eric Hansen, who will be emceeing at that time.
I've heard of that guy.
And then, have you heard of Chris Poston?
No, I'm not familiar with him at all.
Poston. Okay. Well, this guy named Chris Poston is going to be emceeing for us starting from noon to 5, and then we'll have Eric come in and do after that. But we'll have that survivor registration. Then we have a surprise performer that is now not a surprise anymore at 7 p.m.
Yeah, how did it end up being not a surprise,
Well,
Aaron?
Because they decided to tell people.
Well, there you go.
But his name is Chris Allen. We'll be performing at 7 o'clock, and he is the winner of the Season 8 American Idol. He will be there to sing for us, and we are very, very, very excited about that. And
that's kind of a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
How'd that happen?
You know what? It happened because of the Knox College Union Board. Through Lincoln Fest, we are so excited to be partnering with them for the first time ever this year to have this music. And the Union Board from Knox College is who got this gentleman here. And we are so incredibly excited to partner with them.
Wonderful.
Then come 8 o'clock will be one of my favorite times of the evening, which is where the more quiet and just more relaxed part is where we will have the luminary ceremony.
Okay.
Where we light hundreds of bags to light our path to walk around the track. And these bags are in memory of loved ones. They are in honor of loved ones. And that's my mom and I time. We go and we walk our couple laps of silence and find all of our loved ones' bags and just have that remembrance of all those people. So you can come out in a day and celebrate your survivors. You can remember our loved ones lost, and you can come back and fight back and have fun against cancer all day
Absolutely.
Long.
Absolutely. And again, everything goes from noon to 10 on Saturday?
It goes from noon to 10 on Saturday.
How much are you looking to raise this year?
Oh, we are looking to raise $105,000 this year. We're almost to $40,000 or over on
that's
the
a good
website
start.
Right now. Online, that's what we're at. So it's a great start. And we know we have tons of fundraisers going on the day of the event. We've got fundraisers that are coming up from But Midwest Bank is doing a handmade cedar drink cooler.
Wow.
You can purchase tickets at any Midwest Bank location for those, and they're going to benefit Relay. The Kate Larson team, they're a Hope for a Cure. Their Pink Ribbon of Hope is their team name. But on June 3rd, they have a big tractor event. They're a farming
yeah.
community, farming family. So you can go out starting from 8 until 6. The tractor pull starts at 6 p.m. on June 3rd at the fairgrounds at Knox County. It's an amazing event if you've never been to it.
Let me talk a little bit about that, and we're almost out of time.
Okay.
But you mentioned the Kate Larson team, and that's mm-hmm. that's what this is all about. You have teams of people kind of relaying and supporting and throughout the day, and that's the main aspect of this is to get involved in a team, right?
Yeah, you can get involved in a team, but you can also come out as just an individual also, but we all love, I've got Rome on my team. You can come join my team if you want to. It's called Team Hope, but it is about family members and community members and a community getting together in the fight against cancer. And Kate's Pink Ribbon for a Cure, Pink Ribbon of Hope, that is one team that goes out and fights. This event is amazing. You can go out and see a tractor show, a tractor parade, tractor pull. They have auctions. They have food. It's just a fun day to go out. And there's also a golf outing that same day at Laurel Greens for Rebels for a Cure on June 3rd to go to.
And it's amazing how some of these teams work really all year long to raise money for Relay.
They do. They start now. They're raising money for this year's Relay on May 6th. And as soon as it's over, they will start raising money for next year's event too, because some of them have monthly events. It is a constant fight against cancer. We have amazing teams who do amazing things in this community.
So how can folks get involved if they are just hearing about this for the first time and want to come out? And I guess the best thing to do is to come out and bring a few bucks.
Yeah, come out, check us out, bring a few dollars. You can go to the relayforlife.org/KnoxIL is our website. We have a Facebook page that you can look us up on, a Relay for Life of Knox County. There's also stuff listed on the radio stations here on
right.
their website, so you can check stuff out also.
Yeah, yeah. Our station 105.3 KFM is a supporter, and somehow they convinced some guy named Will Stevenson to be out there next Saturday.
I'm excited. I get to come talk to you again next week, too.
Great. Looking forward to
it,
really.
We'll take more selfies.
oh, can we?
We totally can.
I would
can.
Love that. More than words can express. Aaron Olson with Relay for Life of Knox County. Thanks so much for being in this morning. And
thank you.
Hopefully you have a huge success on your hands. Like, I sound like a certain president.
That's okay.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be big. And you're going to be very successful.
We are going to be. It's going to be very successful. But we really do appreciate your support for Relay for Life. And thank you for having me in.
Aaron, thanks again.